It was a really an agonizing decision because I love my job and I've loved just being a part of the service that we provide the community. But with the passing of John, there's such a void and a loneliness that I decided I needed to focus on getting past that sadness and focusing on what makes me happy and what I have. And right now, my grandchildren make me the happiest. So I decided that I just want to be more of a part of their lives. And as all grandparents know, they bring you so much joy. And so my priority right now is my family.
Looking back on your time at the office there, you probably saw many public health nurses come and go. Any big changes over those times? Or, I mean, the program is essentially the same what was offered, right? Or were there changes? Or?
There have been immense changes during the time I've been there. When I first started, I really felt like we were public health, what you perceive public health as offering a free service or a service to those who can't afford medical care and who could come to the center. And I thought Marlene and I made a great team because Marlene knew her job. She knew it well. She did it well. And I knew my job. And together, we just about covered everything. And over the past 5 years, there has been a change in public health. And we're not as community-oriented as we had been, but I think it's shifting back to providing more services to the community or enhancing those services. And we have a acting public health nurse here, Erin Michael, and I'm pretty sure she's going to become the next health nurse, and she is exactly what Petersburg needs. So I'm real excited to have her here, and it made my decision retiring a lot easier, too, knowing that everything's well. Or is going to be well.
Because when it is functioning well, it's really important part of the community. I mean, it fills in a gap for people who mm-hmm. can't make it into the doctor and pay
exactly.
that cost, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And just do basic things like immunizations. So what else? You know what?
We provide several services. We used to do a lot of wild child screenings, and I think that's going to come back with Erin. We do a lot of STD clinics, family planning clinics, and limited adult care. But basically, the service we really provide are the vaccinations.
Okay. Of course, you have been such a big part of the community in other aspects, too. You've served on a couple different boards. One of the things that springs to mind is the Northern Knights Theater. You were, I think, a founding board
yes.
member with
yes.
that. And
uh-huh.
It's been so many years that is up and running and is thriving. Looking back on what you've helped create with that, what are your thoughts? And
I am just thrilled that it's still going on because really we're providing a service to the community and we're not making money per se. It's not a business opportunity. We're happy when we break even, and there are more times we're in the red than we are in the black, but we just feel it's an essential part for the community, and we're going to just try and keep it going. Out of the original grants that were awarded out back in Tony Knowles' Children's Cabinet, I think there were 13 awards given out, and within the first year, I think 7 failed or did not comply or whatever. And by the end of 5 years, we were the only organization that was still going on. So I think it's been an immense successful program and dealing with the kids. That was just a joy to be with the kids because, you know, when you empower the teenagers or the kids involved with something, you just, I mean, it's off limits to what they can come up with, and I really enjoyed that.
And you had a party on Friday and were honored there. You're also honored at the tree lighting on Friday. It was a big day for you.
It was. Gosh.
How did you feel with that kind of attention?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not comfortable in that kind of thing, and I had told – I just really wanted a cake at the health center and have people stop by, but – I am so glad that Marlene went through with what she did because I can't describe the feeling, but I think I pray that everyone once in their lifetime can feel that warm embrace of gratitude and appreciation. And I just really, really enjoyed the party, and it was quite an honor and a surprise that I was selected to light the tree. And I just remember standing down there in front of the tree and that anticipation and the excitement. You know, I felt like a little kid again, and it was quite a day.
Did they keep it a surprise until the last minute?
I had no clue, and I never even imagined anything like that. But again, it was just such an honor to do that, and it was really nice to have that feeling, that, you know, that kid, you know, that excitement again that I haven't felt in such a long time.